weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, the National Hockey League is continuing the Stanley Cup playoffs, but without the Golden Knights. And Bill Foley, who is normally kind of in the shadows, doesn't have a high profile when it comes to, you know, hockey matters. But he is going to take, I guess, a more active view of this club, including the management and the coaching. And gentleman Jim Dallas, there was an interesting article in the RJ that he's going to step up, it looks like.
It looks like he's going to be more hands-on because we all know what happened this year. It was very disappointing. They were decimated with injuries. Let's just throw all the cards out on the table. There's no way that anybody, including Kelly McCrimmon, the general manager, could foresee any of that. And I think maybe that's why Bill Foley has decided to keep his general manager on the club at least for this upcoming season, even though he's not happy with the results on the ice. They're certainly in a hole when it comes to the goalie position. And I think a lot of fans, including myself, were a little upset with the management of getting rid of its most popular player. You still, to this day, you go to a game at T-Mobile and you see 29 jerseys all over the place. And Marc-Andre Fleury was available, and they still didn't go after him late in the season. So they need to do something about that position for sure. And we do know that Bill Foley, the owner, is going to be more hands-on, and we'll just take it from there. But they need better chemistry.
Yeah.
Their chemistry, they traded away some assets. They got Eichel, who has really stepped up, but they're just not working together. So they're going to try to work on that, and they're not going to make any big splashes this year. But, hey, they're going to do something, and I think the goalie position's what we need to look at.
Yeah, I agree. They probably traded away the wrong goalkeeper, the wrong goaltender. But
yes.
We'll talk about that at length at a later date. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is a basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden says 20 internet companies have agreed to provide discounted service to low-income Americans.
High-speed internet is not a luxury any longer. It's a necessity.
The president says with government subsidies now available, internet service providers' commitment to offer discounts could effectively make high-speed internet free to millions of low-income households.
In the past, $30 a month meant you had to settle for a slow internet service unless you wanted to pay a heck of a lot more to out of pocket. But over the last few months, my administration has worked closely with the internet providers. This is a case where big business stepped up.
The president speaking from the White House. Also at townhall.com, no one has been arrested yet following a weekend fire and vandalism at the office of a prominent Wisconsin pro-life lobbying group. The fire at the Wisconsin Family Action Office in Madison comes after two Catholic churches in Colorado, including one known for its annual pro-life display, were vandalized last week. A new poll shows that voters are more worried about gas prices than climate change. Bernie Bennett with details.
A majority of voters are concerned about rising energy costs and favor increased drilling for oil and gas, although most Democratic voters consider reducing climate change a higher priority. A new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen Reports and the Heartland Institute find that 82% of likely U.S. voters are concerned about rising energy and gasoline prices, including 60% who are very concerned. Only 14% aren't concerned about the rising price of energy. 52% of voters believe Congress and President Biden should focus more on increasing oil and gas drilling to help reduce energy prices. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks close deeply in the red. The Dow off 655 points. The Nasdaq down 517. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, if you're outside right now and you're not driving, you might look up. The Thunderbirds, the U.S. Air Force's Aerial Demonstration Squadron, is expected to do a flyover right about this very moment. A press release from the Thunderbirds stated that they will be returning to Nellis Air Force Base today after a 12-day deployment with performances in two different cities. The team is expected to fly right now over Interstate 15 on the north side of town. Well, Nevada's COVID-19 pandemic state of emergency is coming to an end. More than 2 years after declaring the emergency, Governor Sisolak says he plans to end it on May 20th. The governor declared the emergency March 12th of 2020, granting himself the authority to take extraordinary action to combat COVID-19, including the shutdown of businesses statewide. The governor's office says the time leading up to that declaration's end will be used to make sure the groups working under special circumstances can transition back to normal without any gaps in those services. And congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces. They beat the Seattle Storm by a score of 85-74 at the Michelob Ultra Arena last night.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Moderate volumes on the 15 right now, north at Hacienda, south at Flamingo. Congestion as you enter downtown on US 95 eastbound, that's past Valley View. And those lane restrictions through the construction zone continue on Interstate 515, both directions, that's between Main and Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, hour number two. And leading off, a guy that his business card looks real busy. I mean, honestly, it's incredible how busy this guy is. Pat Casale is not only the owner of the MultiCare Group, they provide health insurance for thousands of families all across Southern Nevada, but he's also political director of the Clark County Republican Party and now is a candidate for Clark County Public Administrator. First of all, Pat, where do you find the time?
That's a great question. Although Friday and Saturday I was unavailable. And then with the stock market going the way it is right now, I might have to get a part-time job. You hiring, Kevin? Yeah. I could drive you around town.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Again, Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. And we're all, like, mesmerized by the stock market. It goes up. It goes down. It's been a roller coaster ride, a lot of down lately. You have any ideas on how this thing's going to end up? Are we headed for a recession?
I mean, is there any doubt? I mean, can you imagine the United States of America has no baby formula available? I mean, now we're starting with famine with children, feeding our children. I mean, what the hell else could go wrong?
Yeah.
This administration has been a nightmare on Elm Street from day one. There's no question in my mind, regardless of what they want to talk about, abortion or whatever, the Democrats are poised to get their butts whipped in a way they've never even contemplated ever before. I think they're going to lose the Senate. We're going to have 55 Republican. I think we're going to take back at least 80 seats in the House. And that's my honest opinion.
Wow.
Forget the Republican governors.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me just ask you, though. A lot of people are saying it's going to be a big red wave. Considering what you have seen, the county convention, the state convention and all, can you talk a little bit about where we are in the state of Nevada relative to being together for this midterm election?
It's a very interesting question. For starters, let me just say this. I don't care if your candidate doesn't make it through the primary, you've got to get out and vote in the general, or we're all going to get flopped. That's the number one thing that we all need to do in Clark County. So, and throughout the state, that's the one thing Republicans of Nevada have failed to do. They support somebody in the primary and they get beat, and they come to general time, they walk away. If we want to take back the state of Nevada and turn this state around, we all have to be engaged and vote. As far as the state is concerned, I do believe there's a red wave. My comment is this. If the gubernatorial race goes Republican way, you're going to see a domino effect like you did in the last election in favor of the Democrats. And that was in 2018. I think we're poised to take back the Republican position in the governor's office, the lieutenant governor's office, all the way down. The interesting thing to note is that if we could win all the legislative offices, but still not have control in Carson City because of the way the way they redistricted. So we could actually not have control of the assembly or the state senate unless we win every one of our races that we're pushing forward, take some of those races with regard to the independents, and maybe even take one or two of those Democratic spots for us to make this a total red state again.
Any races you've been following closely, other than obviously your own, but races, state senate, state assembly, that you think are winnable, that maybe are flippable?
I have to tell you, I never thought I would make this statement openly, but I've been telling you this for the last month or so. I really think all four congressional seats are up for play. I think the Senate seat is up. I'll tell you what, I watched a debate this morning between Mr. Brown and Mr. Laxalt. Great debate. This is the first time we've actually got two absolutely phenomenal candidates running for Senate that either one we win. And it's a shame that only one, we're going to lose an option there, because those are both great guys that could do wonderful things for the state of Nevada.
I keep talking about our deep bench, but when you look at a gubernatorial race with 16 individuals, a lot of those people are very, very uber qualified to be governor or maybe some other office. Can you talk a little bit about that race and how is it becoming a three or four man race?
I think it's really a three man race. Maybe the outsider is, and believe it or not, Dean Heller. I think number five on the list would be a Guy Nora. I think Guy Nora is a very good candidate. I just think he's just not well known. And there's a guy that's so wealthy that, you know, other than being governor, I'm not interested. But when you look at the primary candidates, I think you have to look at John Lee. You have to look at Joey Gilbert. And you have to obviously look at Sheriff Lombardo. I mean, I think Sheriff Lombardo is probably poised financially the best of all of them. I think he's got a better statewide support than he has locally with regard to the Gilbert faction. John Lee's qualifications in North Las Vegas are exemplary. He did a great job. He's a good man. You look at Joey Gilbert, good man. He's got the right message, but I don't know if he can raise enough money to win the game. We need somebody that can win the long game, not the short game against Sisolak. And I honestly believe that we will win the gubernatorial spot. I think if we get through the primary, which is going to be a dogfight, I think that's where whoever gets through wins. I think the fact that there's 16 names on the ballot will help Joe Lombardo more than it will help Joey Gilbert. I think Joey Gilbert gets hurt by the fact that the party is spread 16 across.
I want to ask you, and again, Pat Casal joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. He's also the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party and a candidate for Clark County Public Administrator. You've got a major event coming up at the Suncoast. Talk a little bit about this Lincoln Douglas Day brunch that is coming up. And by the way, it is coming up on the 21st.
It's an exciting event. It's a brunch. It's a serious brunch. We're serving. The food is outstanding. It's really about the candidates, and we were blessed to have Dave Bossi from Donald Trump's team in town. He will speak for about 15 minutes for us. We weren't expecting a speaker. We got him, and this is an opportunity, the last opportunity, for all the local people that are supporting candidates to get out there and meet and greet the people that are running. And the interesting thing about this event, it's the last event you'll see prior to the primaries. And then after that, we'll be looking hopefully in the fall to do some kind of event for the Republican candidates to try to get them across the finish line.
Can we talk about tickets? Are there still tickets remaining? And I know that you stopped selling tickets on the 14th.
We're probably going to extend that to about the 17th. But the thing that's interesting is we have a few handful. We have tickets left, but we're limited on how many people can attend. We're capped at a number, and we will not be taking anybody's. We won't be selling tickets at the door as we can. We have to let these people know what we're going to have, prepay for it, and that's it. So if you want to come to the door, if your intention is to pay later, it's not about how much more you're going to pay. We're not going to be selling anything at the door. So if you prepay, you buy your seats right now. We have VIP tables in the front right next to Mr. Bossi. You'll have the opportunity to have your pictures taken and whatnot. Those tables are for $1,500. Generally speaking, the general admission is $100 unless you buy a table for $1,500. Otherwise, it's $100. You'll first come, first serve with the seating. it should be a lot of fun, and I think that it's an opportunity to see and hear from the local candidates, and we have a lot of important local races. So you're going to see CD 3 and 4 people be out there, which is important. You might see some CD 1 people, in fact, be there. That's important. You're going to probably hear from the senators running, but more importantly, you're going to be listening to the local candidates that are running for the local office assembly seats and the state senate seats. Those are the most important, because if we want to stop the left from progressing any further, we have to show up.
And by the way, this is a fundraiser for the Clark County Republican Party. Can you give me a kind of a thumbnail sketch of where the county party is? I know in years past there's been financial problems, borderline insolvency, and now you're having major events like this. Can you talk a little bit about the state of the county party?
The county party is poised to do very well. And I'll tell you how you're going to look, how good we're going to do. It's all going to come down to one spot, how we do in the elections. If people get elected that are with an R next to their name, more and more people that are going to embrace the Republican Party of Clark County. If we don't win at the polls and we end up getting beat, what you're going to find is people are going to be disinterested. So this is a chance for us to all get engaged, raise money. The money that we get will be for other events. Pay for our office facility and phones, et cetera, possibly hire one or two people in the office. So it's imperative that we do a fundraiser like this. And the only reason we do a thing like this is because we're looking to raise money, because it's very, very important that we succeed.
And it's important that candidates get a chance to be out there and be able to touch people where they live, and I think this is going to be just a tremendous, tremendous deal. I do want to ask you, though, from a financial standpoint, is the county party in better shape today than they were, say, a couple of years ago?
You know, here's how I'm going to request, and this is not me playing games. We are better off than we were a couple of years ago, because essentially we're starting anew. This party now is really new. This is because the old party still would be considered the Carrie Buck party, and they have their own financial problems. Our party right now is solid. Jesse does a good job. He's out there in the public. He's very accessible. These are the kind of things that in the past people would bitch, moan, and groan about. Oh, where are we? Well, you know, wherever there's an event, there's somebody from our party there showing up that matters. And I think that in itself is why we're in a good spot to succeed and to go forward. And that's my opinion.
And if people want to get tickets to this wonderful event at the Suncoast coming up on the 21st, how do they do it?
Eventbrite. Go to Eventbrite, enter the Clark County Lincoln Day dinner or brunch. You'll pull it up, you'll be able to buy your tickets, and you can go from there.
Sounds great. Tell me how you run for public administrator. It's not one of the glamour jobs that you read a bunch about in the RJ or on TV or radio. How do you go about running? Do you go door to door? You go door knocking?
You know, I haven't done that yet, but that'll probably happen more in the general. I have one primary candidate opponent. It'll be interesting to see how it rolls. Frankly, the reason I'm getting involved is because of a personal incident where I saw an attorney get one third of my mother's estate and my stepfather's estate, and that's really what bothers me. I think that really got me more than you can imagine, and that's the reason why I decided to run for this spot. I think it's important that every person, regardless of their financial position, has the ability to have a will to expect their family members should know that something where they are at, something should happen to them. And more importantly, they should be able to determine if they want to give a dollar, if that's all they have to their name, to whomever. It shouldn't be where the county, where somebody from a public office gets involved or some attorney comes in and grabs one third because that's the way it is to run an estate through probate. It's wrong. So I think it's time for us as people to do what's right for one another. And that's one of the reasons why, or actually the main reason why I went in there. My mom and dad, my mom died in December, my dad died in August, and his family, that he had been estranged from for 10 years, inherited all the money. My uncle wanted to give me a couple items. The lawyer said, oh, you can't do that. and but yet the lawyer got one third of everything. And I think that's really ridiculous. My uncle wanted me to take a couple of items. My mother, the accounts were in both my mom and stepfather's name, but because she died first, it goes to him, and he had nothing in place. And unfortunately, not even his only grandchild didn't get a thing, including my mother's planner, which to me was ridiculous.
Let me ask you, if elected, will you advocate for a change in probate laws in our state?
I won't say that because I'm not a legal mind to sit there and say we'll change probate law. But what I will do is something different that we've never seen. And if I have to write it out of my own pocket, I want to do some meetings around the city where people can come in, regardless of their financial being, for free to find out how easy it is to have a will, or if you're in a financial position, why you should have a trust, and if need be, understand what a DNR is. These are the kind of things that every person should have in place. And if you don't, you're making a huge mistake. And believe me when I tell you, when somebody dies, people mourn. But 2 days after that person's buried, everybody's worried about how much money am I getting and how am I going to get my hand wrapped around it. And that is a problem.
Yeah. Pat, it's always good visiting with you. If folks want to know more about what you're doing at the MultiCare Group, where you help out thousands of families all across Southern Nevada with health insurance, how can they reach out to you?
702-286-1014, or my email address is patrick@multicarebenefits.com. That's patrick@multicarebenefits.com. And ladies and gentlemen, be prepared, because hospital chains are going to raise prices to offset the raises to nurses. Healthcare is not going to get more affordable. There's inflation coming in Medicare and your healthcare, and that's thanks to Joe Biden and company.
Let's go, Brandon. Pat, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Pat Casalvi, owner of the MultiCare Group, the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party, and a candidate for Clark County Public Administrator. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Joey Gilbert. It can easily be explained why I was the only candidate endorsed for governor by the Nevada GOP. I have concrete plans to take back this great state, starting on day one, beginning with our schools. The Nevada GOP also endorsed me because they know I'm the only candidate who will give Sisolak the beating he deserves in the general election. But first, I need you to vote for me, Joey Gilbert, in the primary. Get in the fight today. Contribute what you can at gilbertforgovernor.com. May God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech and and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate. When I